RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Grant Nanny here on The Fan. Kedrick Golston sitting in for GP. It's time to jump to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome on our pal for his weekly appearance, Jay Gruden, on air and on the road. Jay Gruden is driven by the Tebrett Automotive Group, Tebrett Ford and Chantilly in Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, Tebrett Lincoln and Chantilly, and Tebrett Chevrolet in Sterling, all home to Tebrett for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at Tebrett.com. Jay, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We're great, man. Did you actually ever, in the years that you coached Kedrick Golston, did you actually ever talk to him? Because he was on the defensive side. Did you guys ever interact?
Yeah, he would say, hey, man, why didn't you tackle that guy? Why didn't y'all tackle that guy?
He's one of my all-time favorite Redskins, man. A great guy, great player, hell of a teammate, great leader. Yes, he's coaching now really good. His kids are doing great. Love it.
Very, very cool. It's cool to have you guys reunite here on our airwaves. It feels like a month ago that Washington played on Christmas Day here, very, very recently, it seems. What did you make of that game, just with backups, compete level, and everything? Kind of give me your 30,000-foot view.
Yeah, I thought they came out and played hard, a lot of energy. They were on the field for 90 plays on defense, so that's a very tough deal to overcome. But they're still right there in it till the end. You know, I was a little disappointed to do an onside kick there at the end, but for the most part, I was impressed the way they competed. They were shorthanded, obviously. Dallas didn't have much to play for either, but they were looking to put up some numbers. And Washington, for the most part, stayed close and had a chance to do something at the end.
Jay, we've both been a part of seasons like this, right? Obviously, we know there's a ton to play for, people's careers, contracts, so on and so forth. But as somebody that was a head coach of this franchise, right, like, what is your message to the team, like, behind the scenes, right? Like, you always hear, like, well, we're playing in a meaningless game. Well, we both know nothing is meaningless. Could you please just kind of explain to the fan base, like, kind of the process of, one, like, everybody still being evaluated, two, like, going into the season, even though it's lost, kind of with some momentum so that you can kind of springboard for success in the future?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think you're looking for players to compete under any circumstance. That's what you want on your football team moving forward. You know, every game and every situation is not going to be for a world title. I mean, I want guys that are going to compete no matter what the situation, where it's at, when it's played. That's what you're looking for, the type of player that you can build your team around and moving forward. And you want to surround yourself with players that just love to play football, love to compete, love to prepare, and that's what you're trying to do, and you're trying to continue to preach the same message, whether you're playing for division title or you're playing for your fourth win at Philadelphia. I mean, it's important to a lot of people. I mean, people show up to these games. You know the competition, Ken. I mean, you're playing against another man across from you. You're not going to go in there and lay an egg. You got to compete and want to beat his ass, right? I mean, that's just what I don't want to go out there as a football coach for an NFL team and get my ass whipped by another head coach on another team, especially in Philadelphia. So I'm trying to put my best foot forward. I'm trying to get guys with me that are going to put their best foot forward and compete and go get a win.
Jay, Ja'Cory Cross-Kamara at 11 for 105, a couple of touchdowns. So the long 72-yarder, obviously the highlight. Outside of that 10 for 33, again, with the touchdown there, I thought mostly he was bottled up until kind of that big explosive one. But A, just what you see from him running the football in this run game, and B, pass game type stuff. No receptions, no targets there, but I thought pass pro, he held up pretty decently. Just kind of give me your thoughts on his game.
Yeah, he's continuing to grow. And you know, this guy only played one game last year as a college player at Arizona, where he only played one game because of eligibility issues. So this guy's learning and growing every day that we see him play, and I think he's getting better and better. And it takes some time for running back. People don't understand how important, how hard it is for running back, not only finding the run lanes and reading blocks, reading double teams, also picking up blitzes and learning the pass routes and the pass protections. It's very difficult, especially for a guy who hasn't played a whole lot. So I've been impressed with his progress, and I think that's what Dan Quinn and Adam Peters are looking for. They want guys to see them progress from week one to the final game of the season. Are they getting better? Are they staying the same? Are they getting worse? We want guys that are getting better and continue to grow, and I think he's showing that he has been.
Coach, obviously you did a great job with some young quarterbacks that you had to develop. Like, what's one thing that's like a must when developing a young quarterback, right? And everybody says, well, you want to have a great defense, a good running game, but like from a scheme standpoint, right? Like, what is a must when you're still, Jaden's a young quarterback, he's had a ton of success, uber talented, right? But what is it something from a head coaching, offensive play caller standpoint that you want to do for a young quarterback to make it easy for him so that he can continue to grow and to develop in the league?
Yeah, that's tough because you always want to work on his fundamentals. That's always a mainstay. That never changes. You're working on his fundamentals and his work ethic. That is what Jaden has. I think moving forward, I think you got to continue to challenge him mentally. There's a lot of things you can do pre-snap that can help him post-snap in his execution, and I think that's something that they need to grow and try to be better at. You know, man zone tips, learning how to pick up blitzes, protection, know where your hots are, understand how to flip protections if need be, really learn how to protect himself so he can get back to pass, set his feet, know where his eyes are, and anticipate throws, and just continue to grill him and grill him and grill him and try to get more and more out of him from a mental pre-snap execution standpoint. Because, you know, if you just call a play and hoping to God you get the right coverage, if you don't, I mean, you're kind of screwed. So it's very important to try to help that quarterback in his process pre-snap, get him in the right play so he knows where to go and try to attack defenses instead of letting defenses attack him.
Jay Gruden with us here on G&D. I want to go to around the league with you a little bit here, Jay. Start with Washington's opponent this coming weekend. Eagles won a strange one, 13-12. That was a grown man football game. A lot of pushing, a lot of kind of old school sort of NFC North type football right there. Bills go for two at the end, don't get it. Eagles offensively, especially in the second half, not much doing. But again, you've got to tip your hat to the defense. They're 11-5, but it just doesn't feel like they're the same great team. And yet they're in a pretty damn good spot here with a chance to finish with the second seed in the conference. Give me your kind of state of the union here on the Eagles.
Yeah, I think offensively they've been disappointing all year. Not many big hits from Saquon like they had a year ago. The explosive plays aren't there, and they're not doing a very good job of maintaining drives on third down when they have to throw it. So they've been disappointing a little bit, but still they're in position to get a home playoff game and obviously do some damage on in the playoffs, because they can always win when you have a great defense. Cooper DeJean, and he's playing unbelievable. The front, we already know about the front seven. They're very, very good. So they're going to be able to compete with anybody that they play. It's just a matter of they got to get some explosive plays somehow. They got to get Saquon back to hitting a couple homers throughout the game. They got A.J. Brown going. Devontae, you know, he's a big play waiting to happen. So they'll figure it out, I think. I still think they're probably, in my mind, one of the most dangerous teams coming out of the NFC just because of their defense and their experience.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Experience.
Coach, from an offensive perspective, right, like you see the ebbs and flows, and we all joke on the defensive side of the ball, like it's like offensive guys are like the Mickey Mouse Club. But all jokes aside, right, like, you know, it seems like 5, 6, 7 years ago, right, everybody wanted to spread each other out, right, and trying to create those one-on-one matchups and isolate it. Now you see a lot more condensed formations, right? Is that something that you picked up on? And what do you think the pros and cons of both, right, where it was spread out, get some speed, where now things are getting back tight, right, a lot more blocking from the receivers kind of really in that front seven. Like, What's your kind of viewpoint of like kind of where offenses is now versus where it was maybe 5-6 years ago?
Yeah, I've always liked condensed formations and bunch formations and that type of thing, just because you can always spread them out with wide departures and all that stuff, but you also have the ability to run the ball in those formations and able to dig out safeties if need be. You know, if you're spread out, safety walks down, it's hard to get them, so you got to motion guys in there, but you're in condensed splits, they can dig out safeties. And you can also help out with the tackles. You can chip defensive ends. Miles Garrett's become non-factors when you're banging them with a tight end or a receiver, whatever it is, trying to get four hands on the really good pass rushers to slow them down. There's a lot of things you can do in the run game with guys going across the formation, guys digging out safeties, inserting into the line of scrimmage. So I've always liked condensed formations and bunch formations. I think they're very beneficial to the offense and give problems to defense, because now they got to figure out how they're going to play man. One guy's got to be pressed. One guy's got to be off. They get in and out it. There's a lot of areas where it gives defenses problems. I think it's a big part of football right now.
Jay, give me your Seattle Seahawks assessment. You know, they were tight with Carolina, then you looked up, and all of a sudden they won by 3 scores again. Just like a vice grip, this team. They're really, really impressive defensively, but what makes them go on offense? It seems like there aren't too many things you'd have to worry about, and yet all of a sudden, you know, you're down by 20-some points.
Well, they have two pretty good backs. I like Walker and Charbonnet. They're very good. Sam Darnold, you know, say what you want about him. He won 15 or 14 games last year at Minnesota. He's in a position to be a number one seed in the NFC this year at Seattle. Smith and Jigba's emerged as one of the top receivers in pro football. So they have a top wideout on the outside. They have two very good backs and a quarterback that's executing pretty good at a high level. He just got to eliminate the turnovers. We all know that. And they're going to be a dangerous football team moving forward. Coach McDonald has always been an outstanding defensive coach. They're very sound in what they do. They have great pressures when need be. And they are good tackling, fundamentally sound team. I mean, they're just a good football team all the way around. But it's going to be up to Sam Darnold as the playoffs start. Can he protect the football in critical situations?
What makes JSN so special to you? It feels like he's, you know, I hate to evoke some of the greatest of all time, but it sort of feels like that, where it doesn't look like he's moving all that quick or fast, but he's got separation on everybody. It's just so smooth. What makes him so good?
Yeah, he runs every route the same. You know, it's hard to gauge his speed because he's right up on you, and he knows how to run routes, get up on defensive back's toes, and from there, he's a nightmare. He can run by you. He can set it down. He can run the basic crosses. They do a good job with his route tree, too. They move him around a little bit. They put him in a slot from time to time, so it's hard to really identify where he's at, where if he's just an outside guy, hey, let's just put a safety over the top and double him. You know, now he's inside. Now he's motioning across. So they do a really good job with him, getting him the ball in unique situations and spaces. So, yeah, he's a great player. He can do it all from anywhere on the field. That's what makes him special.
Coach, kind of going kind of to the off season and thinking about next training camp, right? Like the topic always comes up, right? Should starters play? Should they not play? Kind of what's your philosophy on that? And has it changed as somebody that was offensive coordinator, head coach, and now kind of seeing it, you know, from another viewpoint? Like, how is the best way to go about developing a football team, you know, at any position, whether it's a defensive lineman, whether it's a quarterback, and the risks that are associated with it?
Yeah, that's the toughest call you have to make as a head coach, you know, especially like week 18 when you're not playing for anything, supposedly. You still want to put your best foot forward. And I think if guys are healthy, they should play. But you also want to take a look at the young guys. Hopefully you've been looking at the young guys throughout the whole season of practice. They're playing scout team. Even though they're doing other teams' stuff, you're still watching them move and break on the football as defensive backs, rush the passer as defensive ends and tackles, protect as offensive linemen, run routes as receiver, and so on and so forth. So you should have a pretty good gauge at your young football team. If guys are deservedly of getting reps in this last game as a young football player, I'd put them in there. But if they're not quite ready, then you still want to put your best team out there to try to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. There's no question about it. But there is a fine line there. You know, I mean, other teams are playing their best players. Dak is still playing. Joe Burrow is still playing. Jamar Chase is still playing. You just hope to goodness that they stay healthy. But you can never predict an injury. But you got to play your best players, in my opinion.
Jay, two win and in games here in the NFL in week 18. First, Carolina, Tampa. Who you got?
You know, Tampa Bay has been very disappointing the last 4 or 5 weeks. Baker has struggled immensely. You know, Mike Evans has struggled to get separation. Carolina has been a huge roller coaster team. They've looked so good and so bad. So good, so bad. They've been opportunistic on offense, on defense. I mean, they've gotten turnovers. I'm taking Carolina. I just think I'm going to play the more steady defensive football team. I think Tampa's leaking oil on defense or giving up too many big plays. And I think offensively, if Bryce Young can protect the ball, get the ball to Tet McMillan, and the strong running game that they have with Rico Dowdle and Hubbard, I think they'll get the win.
And then Baltimore-Pittsburgh.
Man, Tubek, Huntley's playing. It looks like Huntley's playing, but he's played pretty damn good. I'm taking Baltimore. Pittsburgh has nothing at all on the outside that scares you, nothing at wide receiver. So they can stack up against the run and stop Warren and Gainwell. And I think, and Aaron Rodgers can't run at all. So I think as long as they stop the run and make Aaron Rodgers throw it, they're going to have to throw the ball to Freiermuth and Gainwell out of the backfield is the only weapons that they have. And I think Baltimore gets it done.
Jay, awesome as always, brother. Appreciate your time. Happy holidays to you and Happy New Year.
You got a kid. Good talking to you, man. Happy holidays.
You too, Coach. Have a good one.
There he goes. That is Jay Gruden on air and on the road. Jay Gruden is driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, Ted Britt Ford and Chantilly in Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, Ted Britt Lincoln in Chantilly, and Ted Britt Chevrolet in Sterling, all home to Ted Britt for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. Shop them all at TedBritt.com. About an hour left in the show. Grant Nanny here on The Fan. Kendrick Olsen is sitting in for GP. We touched on this a little bit earlier. I want to circle back to it, Ken. I want to be very clear. I am not firing anybody at this point. Okay, I know it's sports radio. We're built on hot takes. Everyone likes to yell and shout the reactions or whatever, etc. This season to me is bad enough though that I am arguing it's perfectly reasonable to have a discussion. We'll discuss if it's okay to have a discussion about Dan Quinn and the staff next. Grant Nanny on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.